Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Review Behind the Scenes, guys. This is the weekend edition, and I am Michelle Cuomo Jordan. I am one of your hosts. Now, everyone that listens regularly, you probably know my co-host Jamie White normally joins me, but tonight she is unable to be here. So make sure to check us next week, next Friday, and she'll be back. But I'm very excited because tonight we are continuing our coverage of the new release, Single Mama Dating Drama, from Brown Girl Books. We're still chatting with some of the very talented authors that have contributed to the anthology. Tonight, joining me is authors Michelle Mitchell and Trina Charles. Ladies, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Doing well.
You're doing good. Good, good, good. Well, ladies, I am looking forward to chatting with you, and we were going to jump right into it after a brief message, okay?
Okay.
Hi, this is Cecile Monique, and you're listening to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your source for the hottest in indietainment's news and features.
All right. Again, if you are just joining in tonight, I'm having an opportunity to chat with two more of the wonderful contributors over there at Single Mama Dating Drama. It's newly released from Brown Girl Books, and we have Michelle Mitchell and Trina Charles. Ladies, again, welcome to the show. If we could just go ahead and maybe tell a little bit about ourselves. If you would like to start, Michelle, that would be awesome. And then we'll go to Trina.
Okay. Single Mama Dating Drama is the second anthology that I had the privilege of contributing to with Brown Girls Books. I was actually inspired to write for that anthology by Rhonda McKnight. And she's a great mentor and teacher. And I took journalism in school and was interested in creative writing, and I actually worked for a publication right outside of college for a brief period of time, and then I went back into corporate America, and then being in school and writing papers is what was a way that got me back into writing, because I was distracting myself from doing my essays by writing stories.
Well, I guess that's good. I mean, that's a great thing, because you're now here, and that's wonderful. And you made it through. You finished, and everything worked out awesome. So very, very cool. Trina, can you tell us a little bit about you?
Yes. Single Mama Dating Drama is actually my first published work.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, yes. Very cool. Awesome. Well, what I like to do, ladies, when I have new guests, I love to discover how. I think you touched base on it a little bit just now in your intros, but how the writers found that path. Now, I know that, with both of you, you said that you're either, this is your first publication or whatnot, but have you always wanted to write? I mean, was this, the culmination of a lifelong dream, or was it truly a newfound passion for you?
Well, this is Michelle. When I was younger, I actually used to write songs and poems a lot, so I really wanted to be a singer, songwriter.
Oh, okay, very cool.
That's
so you sing as well? I mean, do you sing as well?
Yes.
Oh, very cool. So is that, do you believe that you will continue? Maybe that will be something that you will also do while you write your novels and your books?
I would love to get back into writing songs. The guy that I used to get beats and things from, he's kind of giving that up. But, Lewis, if you're listening, whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
She says, I'm ready. Very, very cool. How about you, Trina? Was this a lifelong dream for you or a newfound passion?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely a lifelong dream.
Very cool.
Definitely.
So, well, what was that one thing? Because, you know, we all have that dream. You know, we want to do it, and many times, many of the writers that I chat with, they will do that stop and go. You know, they'll try, and they'll let it go for a little bit, and then they'll come back. So what was that one thing? Was there just a moment that you said, okay, this is it. I am definitely going to try this time. So, Trina, what was that defining moment for you?
Well, this is 2016, and actually there was just something about the energy in this year that made me say, I'm just going to do it. You know?
Yes.
I mean, if you don't push yourself out there, then you'll never know. So this was
That's
definitely
right.
my step to, you know, getting myself out there.
That's right. And that's very, very cool. And how about you, Michelle?
I guess, like I said, when I was writing those essays for class and a couple hundred words turned into 1,000 words and then 1,000 words turned into like 15,000 words, and to say, oh, this is actually becoming something, and to keep writing till you got to see that the end at the end of it and say, I finished writing my manuscript. I really want to see this thing through. That's how it was for me.
Very, very cool. And I think that is just finishing your first novel, you know, it's almost the same as having, you know, a natural child, you know, the book baby. It's just incredible, that feeling of, I did this. I said all of that, you know. And
yeah.
So I agree with you, Michelle, on that. It's just incredible, that feeling when you just complete it, because I think that was my problem. You know, I never completed anything, and it was years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, when I finished it, I was like, wow. And Trina, I agree with you that with this year, there was something about this year, you know, just to say, just yes, you know, every opportunity, go ahead and jump on it and try it. I think that is awesome. So let's chat about your contributions, your stories. You know, if we can go ahead and maybe hear what the story is about, of course, no spoilers, and where the idea originated. Michelle, we'll go ahead and start with you. Where did that idea originate, and what is the story about?
My story in Single Mama Dating Drama is called Scattered Seeds, and it's about a girl who meets her love interest at a sperm bank. And I actually wasn't going to contribute at first. Rhonda McKnight sent me a message and said, are you going to submit? And I said, oh, I'm not a mother. I don't know anything about writing about being a single mother dating. And she called me out. She said, well, you said you're an author, aren't you? Like, you should be able to write about anything. And I said, she called me through the carpet. And at first, I still didn't have anything. But all of a sudden, it just came to me, and I started writing. And I was like, okay. She pushed me to, you know, go further than I was thinking in my head, because in my head, I was just limiting myself. So I don't even know where that story idea came from, but like I said, she kind of called me, and an idea came to mind, and then I started writing, and then the characters led the way, and that's where it went with me.
Very, very cool. Well, I guess that is awesome that, you know, that she pushed you into, you know, trying and spreading your wings, so that's very, very cool.
Yeah.
It may not have felt like it then, you know, but I bet you, you know, you're very happy that she did. Trina, how about you?
Well, the story I did, actually, it was a short story that I was sitting on a little bit, and I just decided to alter it a little bit to, in fact, submit to a Single Mama Dating Drama. I'm not a mom at this time, so, you know, I have... And the name of my story is actually Reunited, and it's about a couple, well, the female walks away from her relationship, and after she finds herself, she decides to return and see if she could rekindle the love that she lost. That's my story.
Very, very cool. And did you mention where that idea came from? Where did it originate?
Well, just something that I saw.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very cool. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, I think that it's awesome that you stretched yourselves because, you know, the fact, you know, you're either not, the, you know, a single mother, but you were able to stretch yourselves and create this world, and it was accepted. I know, that, again, congratulations to both. I think that is awesome. So what would you say, what was your writing process? Do you have a set writing process, or do you just, you know, you just write whenever you have a spare moment? Are you one that need music, a special place? I mean, how do you bring it all together? I think we'll start with Trina. How do you bring it all together? Do you have a certain time of day, or just, you know, whenever you can write, that's what you do?
Well, I tend to write best at night. I'm a night owl, and I find that's typically when my house is most quiet and I'm actually able to concentrate a little bit. I don't write to music all the time. It depends on my mood. But, yeah, that's basically my writing process. I do it at night.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. I'm an early bird. I think I'm, because by that evening time, the only thing I want to do is just veg out, like with Netflix or something. But, you know, but I have heard many people that do. They like the night, the evening better. So I think that is cool. Michelle, how about yourself? Do you have a specific writing process? Or
I usually write whenever I'm at home, I guess. And I like the TV. I don't know what it is about having the noise in the background. But that helps me concentrate. If it's too quiet, I start doing laundry and things around the house and distract myself from writing.
Very cool, very cool. So do you, you ladies, who are some of the authors that you enjoy reading or that it may have influenced your work? Either now or just, you know, through the years growing up? I mean, who are some of your favorites, Michelle?
I really love Kimberla Lawson Roby.
Yes.
And I'm saying some of the books that changed the way I read, because up until Kimberla Lawson Roby and Omar Tyree's Fly Girl was actually the first book that took me away from the Babysitter's Club. I was like, this book is about black people.
Oh, my goodness. You're young. You're very young.
Yeah,
wow. I am jealous. Goodness.
Yeah, Victoria Christopher Murray with the Lady Jasmine series.
Yes.
I've gone to that. Jacqueline Thomas with Jezebel and some of her other titles. Brenda Jackson. There's several people I can say.
Wow, that is so cool. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm just thinking my mouth. I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, you were reading the Babysitter Club right before Fly Girl. I think I had a child reading the Babysitter Club. So I'm like, oh, no. All right. Trina, how about yourself? Who are some of the guys? I'm so sorry. My voice is so hoarse. I hope you guys can understand me. But, Trina, how about you? Who are some of the authors that influenced you?
There are actually several. It won't actually take up the whole show. But Victoria Christopher Murray.
Yeah.
Of course. Rhonda McKnight, Rashonda, Ted Lindsay, Kimberly, most of the names that Michelle mentioned are also authors that I follow. Sherry Lewis, Tia McCullers.
Yes. I love all of those, and you're right. you know, those are all actually in my library, and I have those. And but I'm, you know, I'll go all the way back to like Terry McMillan. You know, I'm, you know, showing her very first book. You know, so yeah, Terry McMillan. So yes. So I truly understand. So you guys, now I know Trina that you are working on your first novel. So and that is awesome. And did you want to give a little bit of insight on your new work, what it would be about? Do you have a tentative idea when there may be a release or when it's finished, or, you know, when will it come out?
Oh, no, because I'm still writing. I'm still writing.
You're like, oh, it's still in the mix. That's okay.
No.
Now, I know... Miss Mitchell, Michelle Mitchell. I mean, I follow you. I kind of like stalk you everywhere. Truth Is just released, and it is true. I follow you everywhere. Tell us about Truth Is, and happy new release. Can you tell us about it and where that idea originated?
Yes. So Truth is about when you're first starting a relationship, how you don't always reveal everything about yourself up front. So what happens when all those things that were left up unsaid come to the forefront, and how do you handle it? And it got inspired really by the news headlines, all these people meeting people online and different sites,
yeah,
and falling in love to find out they don't know who this person was. And then I was listening to a radio show, and they had the founder, which I think the site is different now before everybody runs to it, but there was a there was a dating site called datehimgirl.com where if women met someone that scorned them, they would post information about what state this guy lived in, nicknames, and what happened with him. And other women would go to the site and kind of compare and say, oh, I know that guy. I dated him too. And so,
see, now I'm going to go look for the site.
I know.
Very cool. Oh, my gosh. So how long did it take you to write Truth Is? From concept to release.
I think it probably took a year and a few months to write, and then probably another year to edit it, really, and get all the edits done. And I just want to thank Jacqueline Thomas because she mentored me through it and helped me to, you know, get it structured and helped me stick with it when I was starting to say, okay, maybe this isn't going to be my first manuscript that I'm going to release after all. So she was very, you know, integral into helping me learn the process and get everything out there. So, but yes, it's been a journey, but I'm excited. I actually got my first shipment yesterday that I got to actually hold in my hand. That was exciting.
That is so cool. Congratulations. Oh, it's so cool when you hold them in your hand. What was one of the main things you've learned as far as the writing and the publishing industry with the process of bringing, you know, Truth Is into reality?
Edit and edit,
yeah,
again. And even if you think you're done, edit one more time.
Yes. Yes.
Edit, edit.
Edit, and edit some more, I swear, because, you know, you're right. It's like the major thing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So, you know, ladies, how has it been since you're published? You're now out there. You're a published author. What about those in your daily, you know, your family and friends? Trina, we'll begin with you. I mean, how do they support you? I mean, how has the feedback been from them with, you know, with you now being a published author?
Well, everybody's excited just like I am. My family knows that this has been a lifelong dream of mine that I'm still chasing and will continue to chase. So they're pretty much excited for me, and now they can tell people, I know an author, a best-selling author. So, I mean, you know, that's fun for them and exciting for me, of course.
That's right. Very cool. Very cool. How about you, Michelle?
The same thing, because I've did the anthologies and brought the anthologies to work and to be able to sell it to your coworkers, and they're all excited because it has your name and they know you and you can autograph their books and they're excited. Like it makes you be excited all over again from getting the call to say your submission was accepted to be a part of something, mm-hmm. and then actually getting to see the product and sell it to somebody and share excitement with them. Like it's just a good feeling. Yeah. It's a blessing.
Definitely.
And that's a proud moment. And guys, that is listening, there are approximately about 300 submissions. So for you guys to have your stories selected is awesome. So again, congratulations on that. So what are you doing in your spare time? When you're not writing, or coming up with that next scene, what do you guys are doing? What do you do to just kind of relax and, get away from just everything? Michelle, we'll start with you.
I read. I go to my nieces and nephews' sporting events and cheer with them and dance the music that I'm listening to while I'm cleaning around the house and singing around the house. So I'm kind of a homebody. I just don't have the kids to give me something to start doing again, I guess.
See, we're going to be looking for that album soon. So there you go. Very cool. And Trina, there you go. Trina, how about yourself? What do you do to just relax and just hang out?
I write poetry. I'm pretty much a homebody, so I'm always at home. I write poetry. I listen to music. And I surf the internet.
Nice.
And I journal.
Oh,
I'm always writing in some capacity.
Wow, very, very cool. That's great. You're always honing the craft, so that is awesome. I'm just curious. Let's just break away for a little bit and let's just think about something. I'll try something for fun. If you guys could jump into any book world, either your world, your story, and you can name your story if you would like. If so, then what scene? But if not, if it's another author's, which book and why would you jump into that world? Now, that one I'm going to throw out there. I'm not going to round-robin you. I'm going to say, okay, whoever picks it up.
That's a good question, actually. I never thought about it before.
I'll say the first thing that came to mind for me, I would want to be in Beverly Cleary's or any of the Ramona Quimby books. Because that reminds me of me when I was a kid. I was always into something. So I think me and
I know, she was always into something. So you're like, it's going to be fun. Very, very cool. Oh, my goodness. And so, Trina, you said that may just be something to come back to.
Definitely.
Well, all right. That's okay. See, I hope y'all come back soon. That question will be there. But very cool. So with the publishing and the writing, many people that I've chatted with, they always say that they thought it, the toughest part would have been the writing or the editing, which I'm one of those folks right there. But they found it was actually after the book was released and they had to, they were involved in the publicity part, getting the word out. What are some of the things you're doing? I mean, we know you're on the show, but what are some of the other things you guys are doing to get your stories out, either the anthology or your own book, such as Truth Is? What are you guys doing? Local, are you doing festivals? I know, Michelle, you say you take it to work. What other things are you guys doing?
Well, this is Michelle. So I guess social media, word of mouth through coworkers, and I do want to definitely do some festivals in 2017 because I didn't get to go to many. I did get to go to the Atlanta Kickback with some of the ladies from the X Chronicles, and we had a good time attending that event and meeting some book clubs. So I think that's helpful, too, because people get to connect with you and actually see some of the authors that contributed some of the stories to the anthology. So I think those were good and a good way to connect, because we met some other people that do blog podcasts and things like that. So it was a good way to network.
Very cool. Trina?
Pretty much the same.
The same thing? Right. Just, I think social media, I can't even speak, is, you know, one of the major ways, I think, today. I mean, because it is so easy to connect. And so just getting the name out there, you know. And the one thing that I heard was when I first got out here in 2011, building your author platform. And, I kept hearing it. I mean, and I kept saying, what in the world does that mean? And as you were saying, the networking, Michelle, you know, whether it's with a blog or whether it's with a radio show, you know, or whether it is just, you know, like the different festivals, because they even have virtual festivals, or just the connecting to the writing community. You know, because really word of mouth is the best thing in the world as far as books. So connecting to as many people as possible to get your book, you know, in their minds, I think is the key. So I agree with you on that one. Now, we are getting low on time, but just for fun, again, what would be one thing that your readers would be surprised to know about you that they didn't know or wouldn't expect? What would be one thing that would surprise them? We'll start with you, Trina.
You know what? I do not like heights.
I'm right there with you.
I don't. I think that's one thing that people would be surprised to know, because I actually had this thing where I would like to go and sit on the roof, you know, just to be closer to God and everything, but I don't like heights. So I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to do something like that. And I think that's one thing, you know, that people would be surprised to know.
Yes, I'm right there with you. I can't even swing. I'm serious. I can't even, you know, in the little swings like it did, you know, when I was little, I couldn't do it. So I completely understand. Michelle, how about you? What is something they would be surprised to know about you?
I got into a food fight with North Carolina-based rapper Petey Pablo at a basketball game.
Oh, my goodness. What, did you win at least? That's very cool. Very cool. Oh, my gosh. They would not have guessed that, I don't think. So I think that is very, very cool. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, ladies, we are getting down to time, onto the end of the time. 30 minutes goes too fast. It really does. But we definitely want the listeners to connect with you and buy copies of your books and just to touch base with you. Where can they do that? Where can they touch base with you, follow you, buy copies of your books? We're going to start with Michelle first.
I'm on Facebook and Instagram as @AuthorMichelleMitchell.com. I'm on Twitter as @ExperienceButterflies, and that's EXP Butterflies. And my website is www.AuthorMichelleMitchell.com.
Very cool. How about you, Trina?
I'm still working on my website, actually, but you can connect with me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter. My handle is TC Online. That's TEECEE Online.
Very cool. And the books are available Amazon or either through, you know, Amazon, or, you know, they can just contact you and then know where to go as far as grabbing copies of your books. And again, congratulations on the anthology. Michelle, congratulations on Truth Is. You know, I see it everywhere, and I'm like, okay, that is so cool. So my TBR, guys, I do. I stalk her everywhere, you know. So I could have told you guys. And Trina. I stalk Trina, too. So very, very cool. So, guys, everyone that is listening, I do encourage you to make sure to connect with these wonderful ladies. Please go check out all the awesome books over there at Brown Girl Books. Connect with the authors there in the anthologies. Make sure you grab Truth Is, newly released as well. And awesome. Ladies, thank you for joining me this evening. I do hope you come back. You know, keep us in the loop. Let us know what's going on, any new releases. Or you just want to chat, please come back. We would love. Jamie will be back, and we would love to chat with you. So, very cool. Thank you again for joining us. And everyone that is listening, thank you so much for hanging out for a little while. We just hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. But, you know, guys, we're going to be seeing you next week, so I'll be chatting again. But we do hope you have a wonderful weekend. Why? I always say it, because you deserve it. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye. Ladies, have an awesome night.
Thank you.
Bye.